Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME. I'm Robin Walters, W-A-L-T-E-R-S. At your request, I'm providing you with this fitness for duty evaluation on Ms. Robin Walters. Prepared, you have raised some concerns in your cover letter for me to address. Prepared, ultimately, the issue is the number of absences she's had, as well as her physical and mental fitness for work as a teacher. Prepared, for examples, she was placed on corrective action plan in order to improve her overall annual attendance. Prepared, this is in effect during the current school year. Prepared, on 11-7-22, she used a full day family illness day, and on 11-8-22, a half day family illness day. Prepared, she currently admits that she took that time off to care for her dog. Prepared, on 11-9-22, she met with the Haddonfield Middle School principal to discuss her absences. Prepared, she stated a family member fell ill and Ms. Walters had to tend to their health. Prepared, the principal directed Ms. Walters to provide documentation for her absences and explained one of the goals of her CAP is to improve annual attendance and meet the benchmark of 97.7.4%. Period. New paragraph. It's my understanding that she has missed 11 total days absent during the current school year. Period. Her remaining absence balance is 4 illness days, comma, 1 personal day, comma, and 1.5 family illness days. Period. And it's my understanding that she has poor attendance, comma, takes frequent visits to the school nurse, comma, 4 visits in a 3-month period during the current school year, close parentheses, comma, misuse of illness days, comma, lack of transparency about the use of days, comma, late call-outs, and asking colleagues for money. Period. That was a concern during the 2021 and 2022 school year. Period. Ms. Walters explains that the late call-outs were on the Monday after Thanksgiving, during which she had car trouble. Period. In terms of the money situation, she has her bank account was compromised, and she lost $5,000. Period. The police were involved. Period. There was then litigation with TD Bank to straighten this out. Period. It is my understanding she is undergoing a psychiatric fitness for duty evaluation to address those issues by another specialist. Period. New paragraph. Ms. Walters relates that she is a 53-year-old woman who was bitten on the right hand by her dog on 11-14-22. She was seen at Cooper Urgent Care and was treated with a soft cast. She developed an infection and was out of work through 11-21-22. Prepared, she did not undergo any surgery and has completed a course of active treatment. Prepared, she admits that she broke her left wrist and forearm about 5 years ago, for which she underwent tendon reconstructive surgery with a graft. Prepared, she denies any subsequent injuries to the involved areas. Prepared, she did have the psychiatry evaluation on 12-1-22. Period, she did report several general medical problems enumerated above. Period, currently she states she feels great. Period, she had been a social worker and then a mental health counselor for 15 years. Period, at the age of 40, she transitioned to her new career as a teacher. Period, she changed careers secondary to work stress. Period. this juncture, she has no symptomatic complaints and does not believe she has any limitations on her activities. Prepared to insert the fitness for duty questionnaire responses. Physical exam. Head, eyes, ears normal, heart normal, lungs normal, abdomen normal. Extremities upper. There was a healing scar on the dorsal right wrist, consistent with the dog bite. Apparently she had a volar left wrist scar, consistent with the aforementioned surgery. Apparently she is quite thin and states she is a vegan. Apparently she has always been thin and likes to cook. Period. General musculoskeletal examination was otherwise normal. Period. New paragraph. After completing the evaluation, I requested that Ms. Walters have her treating physician provide me with documentation to substantiate her the need for her absences. Period. She indicated that she would do so. Period. New paragraph. Instead, I've been provided with certain notes that she submitted to you in that regard. Per the show on 3/23/22, she was seen by advanced ENT and allergy. By Dr. O'Brien. Period. She had also seen him on 10/13/22 for treatment. Period. She was seen at Riverside Medical Group on 3/7/22, giving her a medical excuse from work for that day. Period. There was no diagnosis given. Period. On 11/17/22, a note was generated at Cooper Urgent Care to excuse her from work on 11/17/22 through 11/21/22. Period. She was seen at Riverside Medical Group on 10/28/22 and was excused from work for that day by Dr. King. Period. She was referred for ophthalmology evaluation due to a corneal abrasion, but the date is unclear. Period. It may be 4/25/22. Period. On 4/25/22, Riverside Medical Group excused her from work through 4/28/22. Period. They excused her from work on 2/3/22 for unspecified medical reasons. Period. On 12/13/21, she had a negative COVID antigen nasal swab test done at Riverside Medical Group. Period. She was seen at Riverside Urgent Care, who wrote a note on 12/15/21 excusing her from work between 12/13/21 and 12/16/21. Had no diagnoses or treatment was noted. Period. On 11/14/21, she underwent a COVID-19 test, nasopharynx test. Period. This scratch that. Yeah, this test was negative. Period. On 9/22/21, Riverside Medical Group wrote a note indicating she had been seen in their office that day. Period. This was a telemed visit, actually, due to a swollen throat and headache, and that she needs COVID testing. period. She had ongoing care with Riverside Medical Group. Period. Listed medical problems were megaloblastic anemia due to vegetarianism, comma, pustular psoriasis of the palms and soles, comma, as well as osteopenia. Period. She was on certain medications whose names were crossed out or redacted, period. She also suffered from generalized anxiety disorder and GERD, period. On 5/12/22, she was issued a patient care summary for the visit that day, period. The assessment was of an upper respiratory infection, period. She was seen at Kresloff, Kresloff Eye Care, who excused her from work between 4/26/22 through 4/28/22 without a specific diagnosis, period. They issued another note keeping her out of work between 4/26/22 through 4/28/22. Period. Riverside Medical Group wrote a note on 4/25/22 excusing her from work through 4/28/22. Period. I may have already said this, but on 12/15/21, Riverside Urgent Care wrote a note excusing her from work between 12/13/21 and 12/16/21. Period. On 11/24/21, she had a COVID test that was negative. Period. On 9/22/21, Riverside Medical Group gave her instructions relative to the visit for an upper respiratory infection. Period. This was a telemed visit, which I may have already summarized. Period. She did have COVID vaccine administered on 2/3/21 and then 3/3/21. Period. New paragraph. These records demonstrate that Ms. Walters has not had any serious chronic illnesses that would keep her out of work on a continuous or frequent basis. Period. She has been out of work numerous times for short periods due to minor ailments, and in some cases to conditions that were not stated. Period. These overall absences seem to correlate with her current presentation of not having any medical symptoms or need to remain out of work. Period. New paragraph. I did interview her further and found that on May 22, she scratched her left cornea and was out of work for one day. Period. She was not on FMLA and felt no need for accommodation. Period. After the pandemic, upon return to work, she needed a negative PCR test. Period. She had to wait 5 days for a result and was out of work during that time. Period. This evidently occurred on 3 different occasions. Period. She never was diagnosed with COVID. Period. She stated when the rules were changed, she did virtual visits until the PCR results were back. Period. Otherwise, she remained working in the classroom. Period. She teaches in the summer. Period. She states she has used 11 sick days for the current school year. Period. This is similar to how many she took in the past. Period. She has 4 days left. Period. New paragraph. In short, there are no physical reasons apparent that would prevent Ms. Walters from presenting to work on a reliable basis. Period. Moreover, she does meet the requirements of her job description. Period. End.